WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. Day 14 of the government shutdown, no end in sight. Democrats want a conversation with Republicans about extending health care tax credits, part of the Affordable Care Act that would expire at the end of the year. Republicans say they won't do that until Senate Democrats vote yes on their government funding bill. On Monday, House Speaker Mike Johnson defended his decision to cancel legislative business in Washington until further notice.
We have to fix health care in America, and we have ideas to do it. But we have to have government open and operating to do that. I cannot snap my fingers and go in a back room with Chuck Schumer and say, oh, here's the magic fix for it. It's not how it's going to work.
New York Attorney General Letitia James at a rally for New York City mayoral candidate Zohran Mamdani, her first public appearance since she was indicted on federal charges, speaking to her successful prosecution of the Trump business.
You see, I know what it feels like to be attacked for just doing your job.
This is ABC News. A former student at a school for special needs students in Torrance, California, is accused of stabbing multiple staff members at the school Monday.
As a school day was beginning at Switzer Learning Center in Torrance, police say a former student at the special needs school arrived and stabbed three staff members and tried to stab a fourth before getting away. Two of the staff members were rushed to a hospital, critically injured, but police say the injuries are not life-threatening. The third victim was treated on scene and had minor injuries. The former student who allegedly stabbed them was quickly arrested. The alleged stabber making statements about having pipe bombs in the area, according to police. They called in the bomb squad to inspect the suspect's backpack. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
SpaceX launched another test flight of its Starship rocket Monday aboard the biggest and most powerful rocket ever built. The launch from Texas sent the Starship halfway around the world, releasing mock satellites before coming down in the Indian Ocean. I'm Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It should not be a partisan question as to how the National Guard is being deployed. That should be extremely concerning to Republicans of good faith right alongside Democrats. If you scrub it of the partisanship, the facts are not disputable. You have flouting of court orders and a political use of the National Guard, two things which no American should ever be okay with.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Dodgers meet for Game 1 of the National League Championship Series at AmFam Field. The last time the Brewers made it this far was in 2018, when they lost in 7 games to this same Dodgers team. The Dodgers then advanced to the World Series, but lost to the Boston Red Sox in 5. College football. The Badgers, with another poor performance, losing 37-0 on homecoming to the Iowa Hawkeyes. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
Fall camp, I would tell you that we were in a better place. No, we're not better than most of the people or maybe anybody right now that we're playing.
NFL, the Packers over the Bengals, 27-18. Green Bay running back Josh Jacobs led with 5 receptions, 18 carries, for a total of 150 yards and 2 touchdowns, even though he had the flu.
I really don't know where it came from. Just kind of woke up this morning just not feeling my best. I told him, I said last time that I felt that way, I had 130 and 2 touchdowns. So it is what it is.
That's Josh Jacobs with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the mid-40s. Increasing clouds for tomorrow, there could be a shower in the late afternoon and evening. A high in the low 60s. And partly sunny for Wednesday, highs into the mid-60s. It's 52 right now.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll talk a little bit about fighting authoritarianism and why Ken Burns, the great historian, has it right. And also, the Brew Crew and the NLCS. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. The John and Gordy Show.
Right now, we have Paul Soglin on the line, former Madison mayor.
Gordy and I are kind of apolitical. We just want to
come up.
We...
Well,
Paul. but here's the thing. Now, and I say that only because we want to come up with solutions to the problems. We don't want to just call them names.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
The Isthmus. It's not a lisp. It's where we live. WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
I caught it.
Come see what's brewing. Come see what the good times are.
Come see what the brewers are doing. Come on and cheer a superstar.
Be a believer in Brewer Fever. It's fun to join in the cheering. Stomp your feet, clap your hands. You're part of the team sitting in the stands.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommer, on the board. It is Monday. Back to work, and in some cases, back to school on this October 13th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome in, everybody, at the world headquarters of Civic Media, downtown Madison, at the intersection of State and Fairchild. Cloudy skies right now, but boy, it feels hot if you're a Brewers fan. Welcome in, everybody, to a celebration Monday. They did it. The crew knocked off the evil Chicago Cubs. In a division rivalry game, winner takes all, on Saturday night, the Brewers won 3-1 and advance and will face the Los Angeles Dodgers in the National League Championship Series starting later on tonight on many of these fine stations of the Civic Media Radio Network. Good afternoon, everybody. Zommers, how the heck are you?
You know, we came in with the song Brewer Fever, and I most definitely also have it. And now we have, facing off, the team that I most want to win, the Brewers, yes, obviously, versus the team that I most want to lose because they just have so much money. And that makes me, you know, they just throw money at things to win.
I think a lot of people feel that way. And there are lots of factoids we'll get to later on in the show. But the the entire payroll... Here's one to start with. The entire payroll, the camera's moving. What's going on? The camera just, did you do that? Like, literally, for those watching the stream, suddenly my camera came down. Better that than my pants. It's fine. It's just, I don't know, it was electronically moving down because I had it.
I know what it is.
Oh, Zommers knows what it is. All right, he's going to fix it. Anyway, here's a factoid for you that the entire salary of the Brewers pitching staff, the entire actual salary, is smaller than the taxes paid by the Los Angeles Dodgers teams. I find that absolutely fascinating, slightly disturbing, But it's a David and Goliath type of a matchup. And our very own Dan Schaefer, our political editor and founder of the Recompopulation Area, he has coined this phrase, and I'm going to give Schaefer credit. Dan Schaefer is calling it on the Recompopulation Area, glitz versus schlitz.
I love that. That's amazing.
Nicely done, Dan Schaefer. Glitz versus schlitz. It all kicks off later on tonight. First game of the NLCS against the Dodgers. Pregame show starts at 6:30. First pitch from AmFam Field just after 7 o'clock. You can hear it live on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WCQM in Park Falls, WBZH in Hayward. Check local listings, but I believe it's also on WRJN, our Racine and Kenosha station as well. So for that, you have to listen to it, of course, over the air. Streaming rights belong to Major League Baseball. But if you live in one of those communities, you can watch it, or pardon me, you can listen live over the air on those stations on the Brewers Radio Network. The game is being televised on TBS. And here's the good news. You're kind of forced into, if you're watching on TV, listening to the announcers, not my favorite guys on TBS for the NLDS, but here's the great news. I mean, first and foremost, listen to it on the Brewers Radio Network. But if you're going to watch on TBS, the good news is Brian Anderson, BA, the normal FanDuel announcer for the Brewers television network, he is going to be the play-by-play announcer for TBS, for the NLCS. You still got to put up with Ron Darling on the color analyst. So better, if you can, I know it doesn't always match up, but listen to the Brewers Radio Network guys and watch on TBS. So I'm excited, Sommers. It's great. Finally, we broke that little mini curse there of not winning a post-game series, and the Brewers are on. Let's go back to 81. Let's go back to 81, Sommers. Here is the late, great Bob Uecker to get us ready, to get us in the mood. Here's Uke's call the first time the Brewers made the postseason in 1981. People forget. They went to the postseason in 81. They faced the New York Yankees, took it to 7 games in New York before losing. They missed the World Series by 1 game and got there the next year in 82. Here's Uke's call in 81, the first time the Brewers got to the playoffs.
The arm is back. Here he comes. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Goodbye, Detroit. Hello, New York. Hi, Raleigh Fingers. What a job. He is being mobbed by his teammates as the Brewers have come from behind today to beat Detroit by a score of 2-1. Oh, what a victory today for this Milwaukee Brewer Ball Club. And Milwaukee will face New York for the American League Eastern Division Championship.
Bob Uecker's call on the Brewer Radio Network from 1981, the first time the Brewers got to the postseason. Much more about this in just a bit. Going to be following it through this entire National League Championship Series. Our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, was there on Saturday. Going to play some of the cuts that he provided us. He's going to continue to be on the ground through this series as well. By the way, coming up at the bottom of this hour, our friend, our colleague, co-host of Matt Nair on Air, Jane Matt Nair will be here just after the bottom of the hour. Cannot wait for Mondays with Matt Nair. Going to talk a little bit about Brewer Fever with her. And also, that's why I said at the top of the show, back to school for some. It is a holiday today. Now, do you call it Columbus Day? Do you call it Indigenous Peoples Day? Can we agree that maybe, just maybe, you can give the credit to the founders, not so much to Columbus, maybe, but the founders, you could say, look, they were very courageous and did a good job, while also saying, you know, we have some work to do as a country. So we'll talk about that with Jay Matinair and much, much more. Always fun, always feel better after we have a visit from Jay Matinair. And then in hour two, at the top of the 3 o'clock hour, just thereafter, Sean Hannish, one of the producers of the great new film, No Packers, No Life. If you're watching on the stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, X, I've got the movie poster behind me again today. We are going to be at the world premiere in Waukesha on Wednesday to do this show. You could be with us. Going to give away 2 tickets to the VIP world premiere performance for this Wednesday. Going to do a call-in trivia thing. So be with us in hour 2. And if you are a winner, you could be joining me and others at the world premiere of No Packers, No Life. Still a few tickets left, although Sean will update us in hour 2. You can purchase them. Part of it goes to the proceeds go to the Boys and Girls Club of Wisconsin at NoPackersNoLife.com. And then the movie goes in a wider distribution in Wisconsin at Marcus Theaters. We'll talk about that in hour 2. First, a couple of newsy headlines for you. Lots going on. Busy Monday. Earlier today, local time, President Donald Trump was in Israel speaking before the Knesset, the legislative body of Israel. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was there, and the surviving hostages, Israeli hostages, have been released. And then Trump went to Egypt and has signed a ceasefire deal. Look, that we're not going to get deep into international affairs, but I think it's worth mentioning. And look, as someone clearly not a fan of Trump, I don't know all the details, how intimately